This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A Chinese citizen journalist was jailed for 4 years for her live stream reporting from Wuhan as the COVID-19 outbreak unfurled, her lawyer said Monday. Zhang Zhan, a former lawyer, was sentenced at a brief hearing in a Shanghai court for allegedly, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble, end quote, for her reporting in the chaotic initial stages of the outbreak. Her live reports and essays were widely shared on social media platforms in February. The trial comes just weeks before an international team of World Health Organization experts is expected to arrive in China to investigate the origins of COVID-19. United Kingdom authorities are expected to approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine this week, and the head of the company said it will be as effective against the virus as the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Many doctors are bracing for yet another post-holiday COVID-19 surge as millions traveled for Christmas. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
University's Grossman School of Medicine.
Sadly, I think we've got a dark period to go through with more deaths, more infections, more hospitalizations.
And with new variants of COVID-19 showing up, it's more important than ever to wear a mask.
I think it's very likely that the new strain will spread all around the world. I think we can slow it down. And it's important to do that so we can study it and understand it. I think many people are panicked that it's got a much higher transmission rate, and that is something to be concerned about.
Kaplan adds he's been told that the vaccines will cover most mutations. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. Recapping our top story, Chinese journalist jailed for 4 years for live streaming from Wuhan. This is VOA News. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte signed a $93.7 billion budget Monday for next year, the country's largest yet, to bankroll economic recovery and fund the purchase of millions of doses of COVID-19 vaccines. The approval of the national budget, a tenth greater than that of 2020, seeks to return what was formerly one of Asia's fastest expanding economies back to growth and help contain coronavirus infections. The budget enables the country to heal, rebuild, and resume the economy's upward trajectory, Duterte said after its signing. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump signs the massive COVID relief and government funding measure in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
After several days of foot-dragging demanding larger relief checks, President Donald Trump signed the $900 billion pandemic relief package Sunday. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund the federal government through September, ending the threat of a government shutdown. The bill revives supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefits, but at $300 per week instead of the $600 per week benefit that expired in July. There are direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000 per year. Trump threw the fate of the legislation in doubt by demanding $2,000 relief checks after the bill passed the House and Senate by wide margins. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Members of the U.S. Congress are planning to interrupt their Christmas break Monday to deal with the defense spending bill vetoed by President Trump. Members of the House of Representatives are expected to override the president's veto of a $740 billion defense spending bill. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to override a presidential veto. Residents of the Central African Republic turned out in huge numbers Sunday for presidential and legislative elections, despite some efforts by suspected rebels at voter intimidation. The head of the United Nations peacekeeping mission said some rebels opened fire in an attempt to scare voters away from the polls. Rebel groups hostile to incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the capital and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, one of them former president and accused rebel ally Francois Bozizé. Niger began counting the votes Sunday from an election that is expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. There were no reports of widespread disruptions. Results are expected in the coming days. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.